The beginning of the reading today, St. Paul says something that is very important for all of us to consider. Speaking about himself, he says, "To me, the very least of all the saints." Now, he's not using saint in the sense that we would use it in meaning that somebody who is already in heaven, but rather someone who is in the state of grace, someone who is holy. And we have to remember as we look back at St. Paul's life, he was very much the ultimate Pharisee. He was educated by Gamaliel, the greatest rabbi that ever lived, and he was zealous for his Jewish faith, so much so that he took part in the murder of St. Stephen. That became the means of his conversion ultimately. It became the means of his salvation. And I say that to look at each one of our own selves, because each one of us knows our own sins. And I hope that there is no one here, and doubt that there is, of anyone saying, "Well, I'm the greatest. I'm the best. God picked me because he couldn't find anybody better. Of course he chose me. Why wouldn't he?" No, I would hope that we at least have a modicum of humility that we can say, "It makes no sense. Why would God choose me? Because I'm a sinner. Because I don't deserve it. That's why God chose you. Because you don't deserve it. Because you are a sinner." And just like St. Paul, it is our sins that are the very means of our salvation in this way. Not because we're saved by our sins, but rather it is our sins that make us recognize our dependence on Christ, the necessity of salvation. We cannot save ourselves. We know how pathetic and how miserable we are. And then we struggle with that point of, if I am this pathetic, this miserable, this much of a sinner, why would God ever choose the likes of me? You've heard me say many times, number one, he has a sense of humor, and so we know that's part of it. God has the best sense of humor of anybody I've ever in my life met. It's very dry, but very funny. So look in the mirror, and you can see just how dry it is, because he's got a great sense of humor, so he chose us. I also think he likes a challenge, so he chose us. But he also chose, as St. Paul says, the weak, the lowborn, the ones who were nothing, because those are the ones who would actually be dependent on him. They're the ones who would actually love him. Just as he said with St. Mary Magdalene, she loves more because her sins were great, and therefore her love is great. So now we can look at our own selves and say, okay, I know the greatness of my sin. How about the greatness of my love? For Mary Magdalene, those two things correlated. How about us? One of the things we can take great consolation in, I suppose one could say, is if you're a mediocre sinner, you're going to be a mediocre saint. But if you're a pretty bad sinner, that means you can be a pretty great saint. That's why God chose you. The other things we can joke about with his sense of humor and all the other stuff, but the reality is he chose you because you can be a great saint. If you can be a great sinner, you can be a great saint. And it's just that simple. I always tell people, if Mother Teresa of Calcutta would have quit trying to serve Jesus and decided she was going to go out and sin, she would have started the world on fire with sin. Because she was so holy, if she's going to go the other way, she's going to be the greatest sinner that this world has seen in decades. So if you have the capacity for great sin, you have the capacity to be a great saint. God knows your capacity to sin, which means he also knows your capacity to be a saint. That's why he chose you. So when you look at that point of St. Paul, to me, the very least of all the saints, that's what every one of us needs to be able to say. Because we know our sinfulness. We know our capacity to sin. Sadly, we even know our propensity to sin. Even though we've been chosen, we've been redeemed, we've been given ourselves over to Christ, we keep turning over to sin and we keep giving ourselves back to Satan. But again, God is doing that to try, or allowing that, I should say, to try and shake us up a little bit, to try and say, wake up and look. If you have this capacity to sin, you have this capacity to be a saint. So I said, if you're a mediocre sinner, you're going to be a mediocre saint. God didn't choose you because you were lukewarm, because he said, if you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. He has no tolerance for lukewarm. So praise God. He chose the greatest of the sinners because he wants them to be the greatest of the saints. That's why he chose St. Paul. That's why he chose you and me. Because he wants us to be saints. And not just kinda, not just in the state of grace so I can eke it in, because as long as I'm in the state of grace, I know I'll get to heaven. That's true. That's not what God is looking for, is minimalism. He's looking for great saints. And I've told you before, in the situation in which we are living, we are going to see, with just a few exceptions, the greatest saints that the world has ever seen. We haven't seen a single one of them raised up yet. And so there's absolutely no reason in the world why you can't be one of them. So all you have to do is look at your sins and realize, just flip it the other way. If I have the capacity to do this as far as sin goes, and I have the capacity to do this as far as holiness goes. If I can only sin this much, I can only be this holy. So why did God choose you? Because you're a great sinner. Why did he choose you? Because he wants you to be a great saint.